A little something to get you going this morning. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. More and more emphasis on finding out where we're going to get our food from. Yeah,
we keep asking that question, don't we?
Well, for pretty good reasons, I would say.
Exactly. But the question is, does it have an appropriate answer? Now, we've been wrestling with how Hawaii will feed itself for years now. The high percentage of imports greets us in supermarkets in every aisle, but the produce section is showing more locally grown items, and that's been making some inroads in many supermarkets. Several senators would like to see more and are backing a plan to have the state purchase Dole agricultural lands on Oahu for later lease to farmers. One of them is Senator Gil Riviere. He joins us now in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
There are a few people who would doubt the fact that we have issues with how we will feed ourselves. We've been talking about this for years and years and years. We always tout the stats that we bring in, what, you know, conservatively anywhere between 80 and 90% of what we consume. But that has been changing in subtle ways lately. You'd like to see it change a whole lot more if the state would actually be able to purchase some of these Dole ag lands that have been up for sale now for a couple of years.
Yeah, I think we've seen the renaissance, or there's definitely an effort and a desire for more locally produced food, fresh, wholesome food close to the market. And it's reflected when products are out there, people are buying them. We have the planning. It's really a matter of planning. We talk about building additional housing for folks in the primary urban core, building it along the rail and doing that. So we're sacrificing Ho'opili lands, Koa Ridge lands, and you always hear, well, then where are they going to farm? Well, out on the North Shore. Okay. Well, who's going to take care of that? Dole is now selling all their lands. It's the last large plantation on Oahu with significant amounts of land, and they've been selling it, and they're not waiting around for anybody. They'll sell it to whoever is interested. We have an opportunity right now with the legislature. Finance rates are low still. There's a commitment. There's a desire. There's a willingness in the Senate, and our Senate position has been very strong to take advantage of this time now to acquire the Dole lands and to provide long-term leases for farmers. And so here we are. It's crunch time at the budget, and everything is still in the air and being negotiated. But we're pushing hard to get as much land as we can to lock it up for long-term agriculture on purpose and not just see what happens to the land in the future.
You're talking about monies that would have to come out of the CIP, the Capital Improvement Project money, and also how much money you might get obviously is going to determine how many acres you could get. With the land sort of being segregated into the very best, the pretty good, and the okay, obviously you want to be able to get the prime ag lands. What do you think you would be happy to do if you couldn't get all of those thousands of acres?
Well, it's going to be a question on the budget. I'm not directly involved with the negotiations between the House and the Senate, but I know the Senator De La Cruz is taking the lead on that, and he's been a great advocate for stimulating the agricultural industry in our state. So he's been in direct negotiations. He and some others in the Senate are working with the House. The ask is for $107 million, which is no small sum of money. I have to admit it's a large amount of money. But we're talking about looking at 8,000 acres of land. And that's a large part of that is all of the land going down Kamehameha Highway from Wahiawa down to Haleiwa on the Kahuku side, the Waimea side, basically all of that Dole lands along there, some other quality lands at the top of Kaukonahua Road and at the bottom, and also lands where the Wailua Farmers Co-op are operating.
And this is your neighborhood, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I live right at the bottom of the hill there in the midst of all this ag land. So the Department of Agriculture, the ADC, actually, has identified the lands and based on their quality. And they have categorized it, as you said. Dole has put prices on each parcel. So we're asking for basically all of the good quality lands, but if the budget doesn't permit, then it would make sense, I think, to acquire what we can, but stick to the highest quality lands as the top priority.
As the negotiations are underway and going back and forth and dickering, is there a chance in your mind that this won't happen? Or are we sufficiently committed to the idea beyond just lip service that we are really going to save prime ag lands for their highest and best use in being ag lands?
I like the way you phrase that. Are we just giving it lip service? Are we serious about promoting long-term agriculture and or not? It's very possible it might not work out. It's hard to say at this point. It's in negotiations right now.
In some ways, could that threaten the believability of people who are already feeling that maybe their government is not necessarily representing their best interest?
Well, there's an argument where people, there are people who'd say, well, why should the government get involved in this? Maybe that's a private land ownership. Maybe we should let the market take care of it. So there's a pushback also that maybe, the government should not be involved in this. And what's going to happen to that land anyway? It's agriculture. But as you've seen, there's large tracts of land around the North Shore that have been sold, and they've either turned into a co-op, like you've seen the news in Cunia lately, or what a catastrophe that has been. There's a co-op without any rules, and there's a church, and there's houses, and there's dog kennels, and there's all these things on this agricultural land. So I'm worried about that it would become fake farms, gentleman farms, large estates, that somebody with some money will come in and buy these lands, and something will happen with those lands. And if it's not retained for long-term agriculture, food production, then I really think we're missing the opportunity to do this right.
But this also circles back to some of the beginning of our conversation today, as well as what we've been hearing for a long time, is that if we're going to, I don't want to say exactly sacrifice or use the lands that are now going to become ho'opili, et cetera, that the trade-off for that is that there are going to be other ag lands used elsewhere, and a lot of fingers pointing at the North Shore, and this is clearly what you're talking about now. So you're asking pretty much to put up or shut up.
Exactly. Exactly. Keep the country country. What does that mean? We'll build houses here. Why? So we can keep the country country. Well, we'll build houses there. Why? So we can keep the country country. Well, when are we going to actually get around to affirmatively keeping it country and producing food, providing jobs? All these, agriculture jobs are not necessarily zero pay and hard work. I mean, they are hard work, but there are farms. The largest farmer in the state has dozens of employees making more than $75,000 a year. So it's not everybody's slaving and working. You can make a living in agriculture, and there are people looking for more land to grow more food. It's there, but they need the long-term investment in the future of the land.
Well, we're going to see if that happens this time around. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for your interest in this, Beth Ann. Have a great day. Mahalo.
Senator Gil Riviere is in his first term representing District 23. He previously served in the House of Representatives from 2010 to 12. He is one of several senators pressing the state to purchase Dole lands now for sale on Oahu.